Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Here we are in a slightly snowy settle today to meet someone who has changed their life, who has been a smoker for a long time and decided to stop smoking and used a fairly different way, a fairly interesting way to get through that. And I'm delighted to say that I'm here in Sally's living room in Settle. Sally, thank you for inviting me in.
You're welcome, Tom. Hi.
So, Sally, tell me a little bit about your smoking. How long were you a smoker for? Did you feel, what made you want to give up, that sort of thing?
I unfortunately was a smoker for about 30 years, and that was pretty much my life. I thought I was a smoker, and the smoking kind of defined me, unfortunately. But over the years, when they made it so that it was more difficult to smoke, which was a good thing, you become more and more alienated. And having my son Peter, who's now 5, was really the final straw to give him and myself a healthier chance and start in life.
So you mentioned there about it getting harder and harder to smoke. That things like the price of cigarettes going up fairly regularly, like they're having to go outside to smoke, whereas I imagine you were used to being able to smoke in pubs and restaurants and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that definitely made a difference. When you could smoke inside, it was just a very social thing. I would say the cost doesn't really bother an addict, I suppose, because you just find the money, whatever. But it's the social aspect and definitely the health.
So you mentioned there that your son is 5 now.
Yeah.
And that was a key driver. Was that because you didn't want him growing up in a house with smoke in there? Were you thinking about his health?
Not particularly, because I always smoked outside. Really, my health, being a single parent, I'm really, you know, responsible. It's like a duty of care, really, to give yourself a best chance to be healthy and around for a longer time.
It looks like you have a lot of fun with Peter. I'm just looking around the room here. It's full of toys, isn't it? There's lots of toys. You can see out in the garden, there's snow settling on a trampoline and a slide out there. So I'm totally guessing here, but having the trampoline and the slide and things outside, it feels like you probably want to have a quite active life with Peter. So I imagine stopping smoking was, again, in order to help you be active with it, with a 5-year-old running around.
Definitely. I mean, I'd find myself every 20 minutes saying, I'm just going for a cig, whereas now I just have so much more time, so much more energy, and I feel I'm more relaxed, whereas you were always thinking, where can you go for your next cig? When are you going to have your next cig? It sounds quite sad, but that's how it was.
And you decided to go down the route of hypnotherapy. What made you decide to do hypnotherapy to help you stop smoking?
I tried patches, which were okay until they start to reduce your dose of nicotine, and also they give you like a puffer to go with it. But I think the only way to give up really is to totally break the habit, not wean yourself off or have alternative things. So I'd heard a lot about hypnotherapy. Quite a few success stories from heavy smokers had used hypnotherapy, and in particular the one I used. That's how I knew about it.
And talking of the one you used, Heather from Harrogate Hypnotherapy is sat next to you on the sofa here. So, Heather, tell us about when you first met Sally and what the kind of process you went through was.
Well, Sally called me up and said she wanted to stop smoking and that she'd heard that hypnotherapy was a really good way of doing it, and one of her good friends had also been to our practice before for stopping smoking. So we fixed up an appointment and we took it from there.
What was the experience like, Sally? Because people might be listening to this and thinking, I would like to give up smoking, but I'm not sure about hypnotherapy. It sounds a bit odd. What was your personal experience of it?
It's a really lovely experience for anyone who wants to do it for not just smoking, but for several other things. Heather taught me through it and put you totally at ease. The experience of hypnotherapy isn't that you're totally not aware what's going on. You are, but it's obviously talking to your subconscious.
And how long did it take for you to kind of go through the process of stopping smoking? Was it one session?
Heather came on the Tuesday and we spoke about things and had a short session that day, and then came back the following day on the Wednesday to finish it off, so to speak. And that's all it took. Yeah, that was it.
And from then on, you've been 14 months clear with just those two simple sessions?
Yes. I must say, the first couple of days, you don't feel much different. And I thought, oh, this doesn't work. This is really strange. But as more and more time goes on, it's like it sinks in further into your brain.
Wow.
And it's like every night you sleep, the more you're just a non-smoker.
And you had made the decision you really wanted to quit. You were committed to it, weren't you? So do you think that was important, that you'd made that decision and the hypnotherapy just kind of helped cement that decision you'd made?
Yes, definitely. And I suppose when you paint for something as well, you want it to work. And the other success stories gave me that help. And also reassurance from friends and family to be a success keeps you going.
Heather, do you come across a lot of people who want to stop smoking?
Fewer and fewer as we go along, because obviously with the restrictions Sally was talking about, in terms of social life, you can't drink and you can't smoke inside anymore. You have to go outside. And also the cost of cigarettes. You know, more people don't smoke than do smoke. I mean, it's important to note that somebody really has to want to give up smoking for them to be successful. If there's any little part of them that still wants to smoke, or if they're giving up smoking because somebody wants them to, or because, you know, rationally they know it's bad for their health, but they don't really want to, it won't work. So, as Sally said, you've got to really, really want to give up, and then you can. I mean, there's two things you need to do. Is there's the addiction to the nicotine, and after 4 days, the nicotine's out of your system, so that's gone anyway. But the big problem is the habit, and the longer you've had the smoking habit, the harder it is to break.
It is a really physically ingrained habit, isn't it? And that must be really hard to break.
Yes, it is. The way we approach smoking cessation in our practice, some people do one session stop smoking, and sometimes they will give a CD to people to help them so they can listen to the CD. What we do is, a part of the consultation process is get details of the smoking habit. So when is the first cigarette of the day, when's the second one, what triggers you smoking, what do you do on holiday, so you understand the habit. Mm-hmm. So on the first session you do the consultation and some hypnotherapy. But on the second session, which is usually we're trying to make it the next day, you then try and break the habit, because you've understood the habit, so you can go through the habit and try and break that down and get rid of that.
So I imagine that that's things like going, well, when I wake up, I have a cup of tea and a cigarette, and that is my daily routine. Did you have a particular habit, Sally, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, definitely. So talking to Heather on the first day was very important. To, like Heather says, everyone probably has a different habit. But also what encouraged me was that when she said just then as well about the addiction only being 4 days, that's very encouraging to think after that it is just a habit. And also, I think when you came, Heather, you mentioned about how a lung actually repairs itself. So like a heavy smoker or someone like me that thinks, oh, well, I've just done it now, I've just ruined, you know, whereas it really gave me hope to think, no, it can repair itself and I can be healthy and start afresh.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like it can be a really powerful tool for someone who wants to give up and has maybe tried things like patches and things that maybe don't break that habit that we've talked about. If someone wants to find out more, perhaps they or someone they know is looking for a way to help them stop smoking, what's the best way to do that, Heather?
Well, go to our website at harrogatehypnotherapy.co.uk and either contact us through the website or give us a call on the phone number that's listed there.
Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.